With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump back for the first time in months in federal court in Washington, arguing that he is immune from prosecution on charges that he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The former president says he believes his case for immunity will prevail.
I feel that as a president, you have to have immunity. Very simple. And if you don't, as an example, if this case were lost on immunity, and I did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong, I'm working for the country.
The three-judge panel questioned whether they had jurisdiction to consider the appeal at the point in this case, raising the prospect that Mr. Trump's effort could be dismissed. Also at SRNNews.com, the United States is having tough talks with Israel about the future of post-war Gaza.
Secretary of State Blinken met with Prime Minister Netanyahu and members of his war cabinet in Tel Aviv, urging them to avoid civilian harm in the war in Gaza. At the moment, the U.S. and Israel remain deeply divided over how Gaza will be run, when and if the leaders of Hamas are defeated. Netanyahu has vowed not to allow a Palestinian state alongside Israel.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. A Ukrainian Air Force official says Russia's recent escalation of missile and drone attacks is stretching his country's air defense resources. This has left Ukraine vulnerable in the 22-month war unless it can secure further weapon supplies. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed in trading, giving back some of the big gain from the day before. Tech stocks were back to sinking a day after leading the market. Oil prices have recovered from their sharp losses the day before. The Dow is down 154 points, but the NASDAQ is up 19. This is SRN News. 2023 was a big year for the ultra-popular YouVersion Bible app, with another surge in the number of people downloading it. And a lot of that increase came from around the globe.
The use in Africa, people using it daily, is up almost 100% year over year. And in Kenya specifically, 225%. We're seeing just these trends happen in Latin America as well. All of Latin America for new devices are up 107% for the whole of Latin America year over year.
Bobby Grunewald is CEO of YouVersion.
We're very encouraged because we see it growing globally. There's really no part of the world in terms of the bigger regions of the world that we saw a decrease. Everything's been up.
The app is completely free and has been downloaded on more than 725 million devices around the world so far. It's available in over 2,000 languages. This is SRN News. An explosion at a historic Texas hotel caused injuries and scattered debris in downtown Fort Worth.
Officials say a blast blew out walls, doors, and windows at the Sandman Signature Hotel, littering downtown streets near the convention center. One person was critically injured, several more were hospitalized, but most other injuries were minor. A fire official tells WFAA the exact cause is under investigation.
We have not made 100% determination, but we wanted to make it clear that this was some type of gas explosion.
The building, which is being renovated, was erected in 1920 by cattle and oil baron W.T. Wagoner. I'm Norman Hall.
Number one, Michigan completed a three-year climb to the national championship by beating number two, Washington, 34-13 in the college football playoff title game. The Wolverines at 15-0 with their first national championship since 1997. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.